We've all experienced driving past farms, wondering what grazing cows are actually doing. Are many of them simply being fattened up for our meals later, or are they actually helping out in some other way? In a much deeper sense, Kathy Voth started considering that more than a decade ago. What if cows were used to clean up weeds and other invasive vegetation on farmland in Arizona and other states? Voth's idea has gained traction, but not very many adoptees yet, and she's with me to talk about it. So, Kathy, this was clearly a unique idea. You'd worked for the BLM, so you had at the very least a lot of basic knowledge. How did this particular idea come about?
Well, I was originally working with goats and had begun telling people that, oh, you know, ranchers, you should have goats and they would help clean up the weeds in your pastures, because I knew that weeds are a really big problem, especially in the West, where the landscapes are so large and it's really expensive to spray them and manage them. And so I thought perhaps goats could be an answer for ranchers. But goats are not easy to manage or sell at market and things like that. So ranchers weren't into that so much. So I had been at Utah State University, where I met some folks who were studying how animals choose what to eat. And when I looked at everything that they had discovered, I decided, well, if all of that is true, then I should be able to teach a cow to eat a weed, and that would be easier than teaching a rancher to have goats.
So what progress have you seen, let's say from a decade ago to now? Most of the time when we have advances and people hear more about them, more people are likely to jump on board. Has that happened in this case? As more ranchers have learned about your methods and understand them, are more people interested?
Yes, more people are interested, but it's taking a long time. When I first figured out how to do this, and it's really easy. It takes like 8 hours spread over 7 days, and it's quick and inexpensive. So when I first figured it out, I wrote a couple of articles in popular magazines. I gave every single detail on how you do this, and I thought, there, my work is done. And nobody did anything. And then I thought, well, I will make a video, and then they can see it in action. And I mailed my video all over the place, and still nothing happened. So I looked up information on how it is that farmers and ranchers adopt new things. And what it turns out is that they need about 10 years worth of data on something that's brand new like this and way out of the box. And so what I started doing was going to different ranches, different states. I've even been up to Canada and a number of places, teaching farmers there, farmers and ranchers, and then teaching their stock as well. And then I could gather all that information and spread it around and begin to get the 10 years worth of data that I needed. So we're about, let's see, I started in 2004, so we're about 14 years in. And what I've noticed over the last 5-6 years is that more and more people talk about it. If I go somewhere, they know who I am right away.
So 10 years of data, is that because of the data, or is that because farmers and ranchers tend to be the cautious types and more traditional, and as you said, it's way outside the box?
Farmers and ranchers operate on really small margins, and if something goes wrong, they can lose everything. And so they're very cautious about making changes, and they like to see what's worked for other people first. So I really can't blame them for being a little bit cautious about getting started. Mm. Plus, the other part of it is that for centuries, we've been fighting weeds and thinking of them as something bad. And when I go to them and say, no, weeds are really good. In fact, they are more nutritious and better for your animals than the grass that you've been trying to get your cows to eat, they can hardly believe it, because this has been their enemy for so long. So that's also a real big part of the transition, getting people to think about weeds as food instead of a problem.
You alluded to this. I want to get a little bit more specific. What are the benefits of using cows, for example, versus sheep and goats?
Well, okay, first, not everybody likes goats. Well, it's for good reason. Goats are really smart, and so keeping them inside a fence and managing them can be really difficult. Plus, the meat market for goats isn't nearly what it is for cattle or even for sheep. So that's one reason why ranchers didn't want to participate with goats. Also, we have lots of cows who are out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during grazing season, and so they might as well be doing us a favor in grazing the weeds down and getting fat off of them. Plus, I worked with goats for, 7 years, and then I had pet goats for like 12 more years beyond that. And I know a lot about how hard it is to keep them inside a fence. You know, it can take me 8 hours to build a fence that a goat might get out of in an hour. And I can build a fence for a cow in an hour, and she'll stay in for maybe 8 days. So to me, it just makes sense.
Are you excited to be someone who had this idea, or are you also frustrated at the same time?
It comes and goes. Some days I'm really excited and proud of it, and other days I'm like, oh, geez, Kathy, you should have thought of something else to do. This is taking a really long time.
Kathy Voth is the founder of Livestock for Landscapes and owner and editor of On Pasture, an online magazine.